It is the time to go to the star phone. Ms. Drama, been in the game, entertainment reporting, blogger. You probably remember her from the Gossip Game. Has done so much work. Been in here for a while, so we got to go to her for the 411. What we may not have known about last night's Grammys. How you doing today, sis?
I am doing well. How are you doing?
Doing good, but I'm a little bit kerfuffled, perplexed in my emotions. Okay, we know Jay-Z. I'm just going to start at the gate with this. He got the Influencer, you know, the Icon Award. He was nominated for 8. But how was he just shut out like that? Like, houseway?
Man, I don't even know what to tell you. I mean, I was just speechless. I mean, don't get me wrong. Kendrick did his
thing.
That's
my boy. Yeah.
He swept the entire rap category last night. And so I'm like, you know, very happy for him. But on the same token, the GOAT, the greatest of all time, Jay-Z, did not walk away with a Grammy. So I think people were a little shocked by that, especially hip-hop heads. And, you know, we still love him. We know one is soon to come because he's not going to stop making music till he gets his Grammys. You know that.
Well, I mean, and even though Jay might have had, you know, I thought maybe the Grammys would be a little petty. Because, you know, he had an issue with the Grammys. I said, okay, so is this payback petty or no? But I'm going to give it time. But, you know, like you said, K-Dot, definitely proud of him. Bruno Mars just did a total.
I mean, it was amazing. First of all, I have to comment on the fact that, you know, he finessed the situation with Cardi B up there. I was jamming to that when they came out on stage. But yeah, Record of the Year, Album of the Year, Song of the Year. I mean, he did it. And I have to say, I do love 24K Magic, so I can't hate on that. I'll be jamming in the car like, hey.
Yeah. Bruno is that dude, so he definitely did a sweet. One thing that I noticed in his drama, and I'm sure you did as well, you know, other than Alicia Cara, like women in major categories, it was kind of like, okay, where were we? What's up with that?
Well, I definitely feel like we weren't represented as we needed to be because clearly time is up. You know, the one thing I can say that I think people are still talking about is how Kesha went on stage and she brought up some amazing women to support her when she sung her song. And I think what was really pivotal was, you know, her song was Praying, and it was kind of like the Me Too version of it. And, you know, it had the Cyndi Lauper and Julia Michaels, Andra Day, and so on and so forth. And, of course, Janelle Monáe came up to introduce her, and she said such a powerful speech that I think, you know, unfortunately, we didn't take home the awards, but I think the message was very clear that time was up, you know?
Yeah, definitely. And we loved Janelle Monáe. She's from KCK, other side of the state line. So she, powerful, powerful words. Now, I have to wonder, you know, you're on the inside. You might hear the whisper here and there. So, I don't even know. After last night's show, it was a lot like the Fire and Fury. I know some people a little ticked off Donald's camp about him. But it was really funny.
He always mad, though.
You troll Jay-Z in the Sunday morning. Now you mad. Your people mad at Hillary. But at the same time, you know, some people don't want politics at music shows. Mm-hmm. But sometimes, don't you think, with the type of culture that we're in now, you almost have to bring something, even if it's comical.
Yeah, I mean, you know, unfortunately, politics has somewhat become entertainment. Let's be real. I mean, you know, when you have somebody that has Twitter fingers, you know, what are you going to do? You have to kind of bring in that narrative into what's going on. I mean, there's so many things that are affecting, you know, our community and our nation today that you cannot not talk about it. You can't avoid it. It's in your face. It's everywhere you go. So I think the Grammys are a great platform to have these conversations, even if it's just a small piece of it. And I think that, you know, on the comedic standpoint, you know, you had Dave Chappelle out there introducing Kendrick, and that was amazing to see. But I think that, you know, part of it is just making sure that people are aware of what's going on, because sometimes all people end up watching are like big shows like the Grammys. So, you know, this is an opportunity for people to be educated on other things that are going on, even if it's in just a comedic way. Maybe they'll research it, learn more about it, find out what these mentions are, and then, you know, that can hopefully reach more people.
Right. And of course, we heard a couple people, Trevor Noah, Kendrick Lamar, Jay 2020, which I don't think Jay is necessarily headed for the White House, but you never know.
Hey, I want to be mad at that. Look, I'm still down for Oprah. If Jay want to come in and they do a little ticket together, I am here for Angela.
We will see what happens in 2020. And of course, got to mention Cardi B, because Cardi has just, she was here for our music conference, and she is just this has been a phenomenal year for her. And to see her on stage for Finesse, I was happy for her because I want Cordi to win.
Yes. It's okay for me. I say, look, it's her first introduction into this whole, you know, she came out, she came booking. She was ready. She was like, I'm going to come out here running. I'm going to get these hits. I'm going to make this go platinum. I'm going to do all these amazing things. And so for me, you know, I think it's okay that she didn't take home a Grammy, partly because she's accomplished so much. And she always has the next year and the next year and the next year to look forward to. So I'm definitely watching her.
All right, Ms. Drama giving us the Grammys recap, because you better know what went down last night. If people want to catch up with you and all your stuff, the interviews, Ms. Drama TV, how can they do that, sis?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, on the website, MissDramaTV.com. That's MSDRAMATV.com. Of course, I'm on the Twitter, on the Instagram, Ms. Drama, MSDRAMA, and then Instagram is MSDramaTV. So, you know, just stay in contact. Let me know what's good. Shout me out. And definitely a lot of love to you, Ms. Julie.